Good evening. I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. Israeli strikes that killed 7 World Central Kitchen workers in Gaza were carried out in serious violation of the Israeli military's procedures, says a report released by the IDF on Friday. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke as he boarded his plane in Brussels.
Too many people have been caught in this crossfire of Hamas's making. Children, women, men, losing their lives. Their safety has to be a priority, and military operations need to be designed around their protection, not the other way around.
Israel says it sacked 2 officers for what it's calling a tragic accident. And in local news, 20 women held a 5-day hunger strike last month outside New York City Hall to pressure the city to end 24-hour shifts for healthcare aides. They were greeted with flowers and applause. A bill introduced by Councilmember Christopher Marte would ban 24-hour work shifts, allowed by state law that says 13 hours pay for 1 shift is enough. Activist Evie Rich, who is 90, says she was there for 3 or 4 of those days.
This is an effort, one of many, by those in power to exploit poor working class, primarily women of color.
According to New York State law, health care aides need only be paid for 13 hours for each 24-hour shift. That's supposed to include an 8-hour period for sleep and 3 hours for meals. But labor advocates say the break time is rarely followed in practice because of the unending nature of the job.
It's part of a law, the New York State labor law, which says that these workers can work 24 hours a day.
When the bill to ban the practice was introduced to the city council a year and a half ago, Council Speaker Adrian Adams never brought it up for a vote, insisting it's a state issue.
But that's ridiculous, because these home care attendants have patients who deserve 24-hour-a-day care.
Adams says it's up to the state to change labor law. Evie adds she's heard the same excuses for over 73 years as an activist.
I'm 90 years old. I'm almost 91 in about 2 weeks. I'm going to be 91. And all my friends said to me, Evie, you can't go down there because it's too cold. So I was down there for 4 of the 5 days. All right. Now, these were older people, and all they did was sip water.
At a rally during the hunger strike, labor activist Bharavi Desai called a 24-hour shift an unbelievable moral failure. This reporter was visiting a high school in Brooklyn Friday when the 4.8 magnitude earthquake shook the region. Shocked students and teachers made for the exits before the shaking subsided. It seemed like 20 seconds or so. The shaking grew intensely and generated an amount of fear. Mayor Eric Adams spoke soon after.
All of us felt in some way or another the earthquake that hit our city around 10:23 a.m. We felt the impact of this 4.7 magnitude earthquake. The epicenter was in Lebanon, New Jersey, about 50 miles from New York City. And as you know, this is a developing situation. Were you always concerned about aftershocks after an earthquake?
There was no initial reports of damage by the fire department, but the city says it's still assessing the impact. In regional news, a protest is gearing up for Monday targeting Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman over his proposal to form a Nassau County militia called a Provisional Special Deputy Sheriff that would be drawn from licensed gun owners in the county for the protection of human life and property during an emergency. Nassau County resident and former WBAI board member Bob Young says it's outrageous.
We don't need to have an emergency deputy sheriff's force here. We don't need that, because what that's really meant for is, if, can you imagine that they called out those forces when people were marching peacefully to try to protest George Floyd's death? You know what would have happened here? So this is the problem.
Nassau County has 1.4 million residents and borders Queens. The rules demand that provisional county sheriffs have no drug or alcohol use in the past 5 years. Paul D'Arienzo, New York.